You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason, joined now by Mike Tenura. He's a T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Always a pleasure being here.
Let's talk about South America. We've been doing this, of course, as we usually do in the wintertime, but with more intensity because of the weather conditions across the growing regions there. Argentina has been front and center for quite some time, several weeks, a couple of months, in fact. Can you tell me a bit about what you see this week?
Well, the big concern is in Argentina is that it hasn't rained all that much over the last 1 month, 2 month, and 3 month periods. So we're basically in a drought across most of Argentina. One of the forecast uncertainties over the next several days regards rainfall activity. We will see some thunderstorms here and there in Argentina all the way through Sunday. And if any one of those were to outperform expectations, that would take a little bit of the pressure off of the dryness issues that we're seeing now. But at this point, it looks like most of the rain is going to focus on the northern quarter of corn production and the northern 10 to 15% of soybean production. That will leave the rest of corn and soybeans in Argentina fairly dry with only a few hit or miss thunderstorms, primarily on Saturday. So that kind of sets the stage for what we're leading into, which is that next week looks fairly dry. We're not going to see much rain next week. And so when you put together how dry it's been, the lack of heavy rain over the next several days, and then another week of drying, you start to draw up some fairly significant concerns for both corn and soybeans.
And as you move northward, in Brazil, they have begun harvest, though it's been delayed by rainfall. Any relief there?
Well, it hasn't been delayed by rainfall yet, at least in the northern areas of Brazil. In the southern areas in Paraguay, yes, I would agree. It's been a little too wet there, and soybean harvesting is not taking place quite yet. But keep in mind, most of this harvesting is going to start in the north and then work its way to the south. Now, we are seeing a little bit of harvesting, and that's primarily because it hasn't rained very much at all over the last 1 to 2 weeks in these northern areas of Brazil. The concern there is actually going to become exact opposite of what we have for Argentina. And that's because the forecast looks fairly ominous for these northern growing areas once we get into next week. Essentially, the reason that it turns dry in Argentina is because this cool front goes very far to the north, but that ends up in the northern areas of Brazil where a significant proportion of their soybeans are produced. So we're going to start to see repeated rounds of heavy rain in the northern growing areas. And that will begin right at the same time that we'd like to start seeing soybean harvesting begin. And remember, right after that, we plant corn. So we're basically going to be setting up a heavy rain scenario right on top of that corn and soybean area, starting here in about a week or so, and then lasting through the first 7 to 10 days of February. So Todd, all this is going to come down to what happens right after the first 10 days of February. We start to dry out in Brazil and start to moisten up in Argentina. That will start to alleviate some of the concerns that exist today, but that's still about 2 weeks out, and that's why the weather is going to stay very important here for a while.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.